Continuing in Simen Mem Vav, Si'if Gimel, this is the halacha of 100 brachos every single day. Chayiv Adam Varech B'chol Yom, Mea Brachos Lefachos. The person has a chiyuv, an obligation to say 100 brachos each and every single day. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, Brachos Sif Katan Yud Dalid, Hatam, the reason, Lefi Shehaya Mason B'chol Yom, Mea Nefashos Mi Yisrael. Because in the times of David HaMelech, the 100 people were dying every single day. So therefore, Tikin David Azel Levarech Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. David wanted to be Misakin, so he made he instituted to recite 100 brachos. V'hinei b'chol yom on mevarchim od yoyser mimei brachos. But every day we recite more than 100 brachos. And now it goes through a whole cheshbon of how to get to that. Before we go through the cheshbon, so the Gemara quotes a drasha based upon this in Parshas Ekev in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk reads, "V'yata Yisrael ma Hashem lekecha shom me'imach ki im liyira es Hashem lekecha leleches bechol drachav ulava oso laavod es Hashem lekecha bechol levavcha v'chol nafshecha." So the Meforshim point out that when you look at this pasuk, it has actually 99 letters in it. But the Gemara makes a drush and says, "Al tikre ma ele meya." So it's the Atal Yisrael ma Hashem lekecha. What is Hashem asking from you? Read it as 100. Meya is what Hashem is asking from you, and the pasuk is talking about Yerushimayim. So the Balei Drush point out that that's really a way the person can increase their Yerushimayim is by reciting 100 brachos every single day. In fact, it's known, it's brought down the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if a person, Rachmanot Tzalman, was having tzaros, he would ask them, are you medactic? Are you careful to recite 100 brachos every day? So now continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, he goes through and makes the cheshbon again, how we get more than 100. Ketzad, belayla, at nighttime, kishaholich lishu mevarech hamapio. So you see from here that the brachos don't start when you wake up. It starts from the nighttime. Uveshachar, in the morning, mevarech al netilas yadayim ba'asher yotzar. Ve'od sheish esrei brachos bebirkas hashachar v'shlosh brachos al hatorah. So he's machri already that you see there are three birkas hatorah. We'll get to that to Mirz Hashem in the next simon in Mem Zayin. V'harei esri m'shtayim. So now we're up to 22. U'birkas tzitzis u'tefillin. Now we're up to 20. Harei od shalosh. Right, so now we're up to 25. Now, from this point, he brings in tzitzis and tefillin. This is a raya that women are not obligated in the 100 brachos a day because there are paturos from tefillin and tzitzis. This is brought down in Halicha Shlomo in chapter 22. Nirash ein hanoshim chayavos levorech mea brachos bechol yom. And he brings in the footnotes there. The reason is because you see that they're counting tzitzis and tefillin, so then women are exempt from that. Okay, Hare od shalosh l'fiyah min ha'genu shmevarchin shtayim al ha'tefillin koin ar min ha, like the grawl only makes one brach on tefillin. Hare esrim v'chamesh rit 25. Uvorach sh'omar v'yishtabach, that's two more. Hare od shtayim u'birkas kriya shema shachris v'arbis im birkas yiru einenu shmona, there you get that extra brach and now we're up to eight more. Hare shloshim v'chamesh. Now we're 35. V'chamisha v'sheva brachos v'shlosh tefilos. You get 57 because that's the 19 brachos in our Shmona Esrei, three times. Hare tishim v'shtayim. Now we're up to 92. V'shtayim seudos soed. And two meals a person's going to eat. Achas arvis v'achas shachris. One in the evening, one in the morning. Therefore, yesh sheish esrei brachos. Therefore, we're going to get another 16. Ki b'chol se'udah yesh shmona brachos. You get 8 brachos at each one of the meals. Al netilas yadayim v'hamotzi v'arba brachos shebirkas hamazon. So you get, again, netilas yadayim, hamotzi, and the 4 in benching. And then you're going to have a kos for the zimun, for the drinking, right? It's mevarech l'fona v'achrav. That's 2 more before and afterwards. Harei b'sachako me'av shmona brachos. Therefore, you get to 108. The im kein. Therefore, af b'yom hatainis shechosu lo se'uda achas. But on a fast day, we're missing out one of the meals. Gam ki mekayim me'av brachos. You still will get 100 brachos, even though you subtract the 8 from the meal. Uviyom HaShabbos, Chosulo, Shalosh Esrei brachos Me'amea. You're missing out on 32 because, again, only 7 brachos in each one of the tefilos. You have a musaf, but still you're going to be missing from that. Kedeis, Magen Avram, Ayin Sham, Al Kain. Therefore, Yir Lahash Limom, Vimine Peros Magodim. You should eat some fruits. This is the source for Shabbos parties. The Aim of, you still don't have Yotze Al Pi Hadchak, B'mash shechavin lishmo birkas haTorah v'amaftir v'yane omen. So you could have in mind to listening to those reciting the haftorah. You say you're answering amen to those. K'lekamim b'simin reish pei dalid. Because of Magen Avram, below Yachnis, Atzmo bechashash brachos she'ena tzricha mishum mitzvahs mea brachos. You shouldn't add in extra brachos or put yourself into a suffix where you might not need to just to try to get to this 100. V'yom Kippurim gamkin yoyze b'shmias brachos k'mod b'shabbos. You listen to those who are reciting the brachos. Ach yom Kippurim acher kol acheshbonos chosel la'od shlosh brachos. You'll still be missing three. Because of Magen Avram, the yashlim ze birkas hareach al habesamim. So that's why many of the minig. It's a nice minhag. It gives person a little bit of koach, you know, long davening by mincha time. They'll go around with a snuff. Af ach kolzman shlo hisir daita milhariach osel lachzul varech. But if it wasn't a hesach hadas, then you can't keep just doing that over and over again. Mishum bracha shein tzricha, it'd be a problem reciting an unnecessary bracha. V'chein yuchel lahashliman birkas asher yotzar im nizdamein lo. So I once heard from Rabbi Marcus in Reishis, he said the surveys are that the average American male goes to the bathroom 6 times a day. So if you get 6 more asher yotzars in that way. V'efshed yotze al piyad chak b'mash mechavin l'shmo chazor hashas. And push comes to shove, perhaps the yotze as well with the in having in mind during chazor hashas as well. Okay. Now, you know, they bring up from the Gedolim, I think Rabbi Chaim Brisker and others, like you could stop them at any point in the day and they would know where they were in their cheshbon of how many brachas they had recited that day. One time the Brisker Rav, on Shabbos, he asked his guests at a hotel or something like that for 2 fruits. And it was very uncharacteristic. So the day after, they came to clean up the room, they noticed that the 2 fruits that the Brisker Rav requested were still on the table. They were untouched. So they asked, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, why did you ask for the fruits? And he didn't even bother to eat them. So he says, well, I was going to missing 2 brachos. But I got, by Mincha, they called me, they gave me Levi, by Mincha, at Shabbos, so therefore I didn't need to eat the fruits. So he says, that's the way the Gedolim were. They were careful about this requirement of reciting the 100 brachos every day. Okay, continuing now in Seif Dalid. Sarech levarech b'chol yom, shlo asani oved kochavim, shlo asani oved, shlo asani isha. So we make the brachas, you didn't make me a non-Jew, you didn't make me into a servant, you didn't make me a woman. Again, the theme is that each one is progressively, has more mitzvos, right? The non-Jew only has 7 mitzvahs, the Eved, the Isha, it's going up and up. Hagov, afilu ger hayayochel levarech kach, even a convert to Judaism is allowed to make this bracha. Aval, lo yomer shlo asani akum, you can't make the bracha, you didn't make me a goy, shahari haya akum mitchila, you really were. The person was originally non-Jewish. This is brit from Yevudraham. V'nosh mvarchos shasani kiritzono, and women change the text and don't make it, they make it, you made me according to your will. Begins now the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katin Tes Vav Shelo Asani V'Yizar Shelo Yivarech She'Asani Yisrael. Should not make the bracha that you have made me a Jew. Kemo Sheyesh Be'ezes Sidurim Al Yedei Shibush Hadafus Ki Yesh Omrim Shebazel Lo Yuchel Yivarech Shuv Shelo Asani Eved O V'Lo Asani Isha. So once you make that bracha, then you can no longer recite the other brachas because you've essentially satisfied that requirement already. For the hashkafa behind these brachos, it's beyond the scope of this, but I would refer to Rav Schwab's Sefer on the Siddur, where he gives a beautiful explanation of what in fact is meant by these, and there is no negative connotations per se, but again, ayin sham betim sanachas. Tes vav, oved kochavim, ibech betchila shlo asani isha, if the first made the bracha is that for not making me the woman, you can no longer make these brachas, ki isha adifa mishteim, because she has the best, the highest level of requirement in Torah mitzvah observance than all 3 of them. That's, you said it already, so you've included in them your thanks to Hashem. Because if you have within 200, you have 100 included in that also, right? That's the theme. V'chein, and similarly, if you'd say you didn't make me an Eved, then you can no longer say Shlo Asani Goy, ki Eved Adif mi Goy, because an Eved has more mitzvah observance requirements than a non-Jew. The Chai B'Chitzas mitzvahs, aval harbi achronim cholkim b'choze. Many argue on this, v'chein hiskim eli rab, v'derech chayim d'yuchel levarech. Even if you did do it out of order, nevertheless, one could in fact continue. Yud Zayin Shlo Asani Oved, v'Eved Shinolad Eved. What about an Eved who really was born an Eved? Then he is not allowed to make the bracha shlo asa isha, ki eved zil tfei me isha, because he's a little bit less than that. V'yesh cholkin, ayin prima godim, some argue this as well. Yudches yochel levarech pirush, shomer she'asani ger. He can make the bracha that you made me a ger, demikrei asiyah, because that's called a making, a formation. It says the pasuk, ve'es hanefesh she'osu b'choron. V'yesh cholkin, because there's some argue, v'tamam, their reasoning is, de'lo shayech lomer she'asani, that you made me. Why? Dehagiur lo haisa ki'im mitzad b'chiroso hatova shabachar b'das ha'emes. They chose to be that way. It's not how you were formed. They changed themselves. They found the true religion. L'chule alma yoch levarech shlo asani oved. Could still make you the bracha if you didn't make me an eved. Shlo asan ishan didn't make me into make me a woman. Afal gav da akum zil tefeim eved. Even though in terms of again mitzvah requirements, they're on a lower level. Afilu hachi im haya nolad eved pen lo haya mashachro rabo v'haya nishar eved. Maybe he never would have become freed. He would remain his whole life as an eved. Masha'en kein otan. It's not the case now. Shahaya hagiur toli birotzon atzmo. They chose themselves to do this. Finally says a mamzer yuchel levarich kol eile habrachos. A mamzer, a person who's born out of chayvi krisus, is still allowed to recite all these brachos. The Yisrael Gomerhu, a full Jew, v'chein suma, similarly a person who's blind, the kaim elon, dehu chayv b'chol mitzvus. We pass in a suma is chayv in mitzvus. V'tumtum amroganus, a person who is either has both types of organs, or they're covered up, and you're not sure exactly whether they're a male or a female. The chayvim is sofik b'chol hamitzvos. They're obligated on a doubt level. So then yo amru shlo asani isha the sofik came, because maybe they are. So they cannot make that bracha. Yotes lo yomar ein magin avram ubir hetev. Okay, continuing now in sifkaden. I'm sorry, sifhei. Im kodem uvorech zokef kefufim, kodem shibirech matir asurim, lo yivarchenu. So if you would go out of order, so to speak, and normally you don't assume that the brichos hashachar have a order except for this. Zokef kefufim, who has straightened me up, so he said that before you said matir asurim, so then you can no longer recite matir asurim. Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf, lo yivarchenu, you can't make the brichos shekev, and shenosun hodah, shenizkaf legamri. Once you've already given the thanks to Hashem for now you're totally straightened up, in your back is erect, zebichlal. That's included already. Matir asurim. The matir asurim is chayiv miyad kishiyoshiv. That's already an earlier stage when you're just sitting up. V'yesh cholkin b'zeh. Some argue umaskin the maskanis achronim lahakil b'zeh. We are lenient. Even if a person did say zokev kafufim before matir asurim, he still could do it because of prima gadim tov shiyira shiyishma acher kach me acher habracha v'yechavim letzeis yotzei mimanim shach. So then you should have in mind to try to hear from someone else and be yotzi with them. If at the time you started without the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem and your contention was to finish off as a zokev kefufim, the yisayim zokev kefufim, even though you can only say matir asurim, mikol shekein b'shar brachos shlo yakpid al haseder. They were not makpid on the order. Eli yisayim kimosha chosha b'shar shehizkir Hashem. You have to finish off what you had in mind when you said the name of Hashem. Im b'shar shehigia lebirkas pokech ivrim. If when you got to the brach of pokech ivrim, v'rot the sign pokech ivrim, b'nichsho, you messed up, b'lashon, v'siyim malbush arumim, and you instead said malbush arumim, v'betoch k'dei dibur, and quickly, right afterwards, nizgar, v'siyim pokech ivrim, z'n yesh om d'yotze b'zeh, yidei birkas pokech ivrim. So in that case, you would be yotze, your pokech ivrim. Ki b'zeh oker siyum al harishon. You've changed now what you're thinking about originally. V'yesh mistapkin b'zeh. Some have a suffix on this, whether it works or not. Aval im b'shah she'omer baruch ato Hashem l'keinu melech olam choshev gam kein l'sayim malbush arumim. You thought to finish off at that point malbush arumim. V'achar she'siyim malbush arumim nizkam toch k'dei dibur v'omer pekech ivrim. And then you remembered right afterwards and you switched and said pekech ivrim l'chuli amo yotzu yedei birkas malbush arumim. According to everybody, that counts for your malbish arumim. V'choz mevarach pokeach ivrim. And you go back and you make a new bracha of pokeach ivrim. Ki ein haseder ma'akev, because the order of these brachas doesn't stop one from the other. V'chein hu hadin b'chol birkas hashachar. This applies to all birkas hashachar. Levad mi birkas matir asurim v'zokif kefufim. Right, except for these two. Im hikdim birkas zokif kefufim. If you again, as we started off, you first said zokif kefufim before matir asurim. Ubitok de dibur siya matir asurim. Then quickly you switched up and you changed and said matir asurim. Therefore, af Delo yotze bezeh rak bircha achas. You only are yotze one of the two. Vehi birkas rishona. That was the first one. Shazokif kefufim. Afilu hachi lo yivarech shuv matir asurim. Then, despite that, you still shouldn't go back and then repeat, make the new bracha of matir asurim.